Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Wrapping up this hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with one of the original founding members of our brain trust, Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen, the Galen Institute.
We are a think tank, been around for more than 20 years to fight the battles to give people the kinds of choices that they want, put doctors and patients in charge of our healthcare system. And we have a great idea and a great plan, and if the House had been held by Republicans, I think it would have a real chance of getting passed. We're going to have to wait on that, I think, for another 2 years.
Let's look at the broad view. Let's look back a little bit, and let's overlay the overall trajectory toward market-based solutions, sensible, economically feasible, sustainable marketplace healthcare solutions, and through market-based. If we look back and we look at where we've come from, it's going to take longer than we hoped, but can't we say that in terms of how far we've gone the other way in the last administration, that we've really come a long way so far coming back?
We have, actually, and I think Congress gets credit for targeted reforms, getting rid of the individual mandate, getting rid of some of the oppressive taxes in Obamacare, and the administration does in using its executive orders to be able to open up the market that Obamacare had really tried to shut down for lots of different specific policies that can help people. Bridge health insurance policies, association health plans, short-term limited duration plans, and importantly, allowing small businesses to basically say, I'm going to underwrite your health insurance. If you want to get it someplace else, here's the cash, and you're going to get the same tax treatment. That's worth the whole show. We should talk about that.
And Grace Marie, President Trump did all that, but never really sold it. I think that was you and I both know that was a mistake. So here's my question: in the face of the Democrats probably going after Medicare for all, isn't that this argument that you just made? Isn't that the point counterpoint scenario that the Republicans have got to do?
They are absolutely going to have an answer to Medicare for all. You can't just say they're not going to get away this time with saying we don't want Medicare for all. People are going to say, okay, what do you want?
Right.
And this debate starts today, and it's going to be even more polarized than we saw in the last phase of this debate.
And I'm afraid they can't presume. See, when I hear that, within 1.5 seconds, I immediately dismiss it because I know the math won't work. The average person out there, it's not that they're not smart, it's just that they don't want to do that. They don't want to spend that kind of time on the analysis. It needs to be explained to them, doesn't it?
And the left keeps saying, we've got enough money in the system, just give it to the government, and then they'll make sure everybody gets treated fairly. And people nod their heads and say, great, I actually spoke to about 400 physicians in Orlando on Friday night, and a lot of them are young millennials that we've been talking about. And they think, oh, well, they can do their private practice, their private independent practice under a government-run healthcare system and not have to worry about any of that. They're so naive. They are liberals. These are physicians. These are young physicians who think Medicare for all could work for them.
Unbelievable.
That's what we're up against.
Even though doctors are not doing as well now as they would have been because of the current Medicare restrictions.
I know. That's right. And they think that, oh, it's just great. We'll be able to just send a bill to the government and they'll pay us.
So obviously, Medicare for all is not going to happen in the next 2 years. And I don't think it'll ever happen. But what do you think will there any healthcare reform get done even by executive order. Nothing can happen in the Congress, right, for the next 2 years to get this done because of the way things are?
Well, absolutely. I don't think any sweeping health reform is going to get done in the next 2 years
but
because
the
Democrats
do?
Want to keep this as an issue. The president has some more executive orders up his sleeve, I believe. There are plenty of things that I think could get through Congress, things like price controls on prescription drugs and setting,
right.
you know, shutting down the pharmaceutical industry. The president probably would agree with that.
They've got to sell that,
and the Democrats would pass it.
But they got to sell it. They can't just assume people like what they do. They got to sell it.
And we're going to be there every minute telling them the truth about what really will happen.
Yeah. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. President of the Galen Institute, Galen.org. I encourage you to check them out and support their good work. Grace Marie, good job. Come back soon.
Excellent to talk to you, Jim.
Thanks. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.